Manny, as you were headed to the plate, did you expect that you would be hitting or walking to first base?
Hitting, for sure.
Okay. I know you say you don't look for anything, but what did you look for and what did you see on?
I saw a split. He threw it to me and Toddy earlier in the game. It was pretty good. So just trying to get something. He throws that fastball up in the zone and change up off of it. So you really can't sit on anything, but just kind of try to get something on the dish.
What'd you make of today's game? I mean, it was kind of a typical Padres game. You guys manufactured a run, got maybe one shot, and then you're back into your bullpen.
For sure, score early. We had opportunities, capitalize in that first inning. I struck out. Jackson got the guy over, and then we got one in. But we had opportunities today. We capitalized on him, we got to tip our cap to Dylan. He went out there and did a tremendous job. Got us four, and Morejon came in, did three. Mason after that, Suarez. What our bullpen did today was outstanding. So, we're able to give him the runs early on in the game to be able to do it.
Vinny,
how would you describe the demeanor of your team today? You guys seem really energized, especially after your home run, after Fernando's catch in right field.
Yeah, it was it's what postseason is about, man. It's a beautiful thing to be playing here and in front of these crowds and what's at stake. So our boys went out there and competed as well as we can and leave it all on the field. And obviously we have a high energy team with Jackson, Toddy, myself, Arise. But whenever our pitching staff goes out there and does what he did today, Dylan, I think he set the tone for everyone.
Kevin,
given that you are who you are, why did you expect you would not be walked?
I don't put a manager's cap on, and I'm 0-for-6 at that point. So, I'm just not thinking about that. For myself, I was just thinking about trying to get to Imanaga.
I know the moment stands on its own. It's a postseason game, but it has been a little bit of a scuffle for you. Did you feel toward the end of the season the swing was coming around and that you were on the verge of?
I hit the ball hard yesterday. It was just outs, sometimes that happens. Both sides of the team yesterday, we hit balls hard and they just, other than the two home runs that went out, both teams hit the ball hard, just right at people. It's good defense. You got two good defensive teams, two staffs that are throwing well. So, sometimes you got to hit it soft and not hit it as hard, to get stuff going. But, swing's there. It's just got to continue doing it and continue grinding and having good at-bats. I think at the end of the day, don't worry about your swing. It's just more about having good at-bats.
Megan.
You mentioned Shota's pitch mix, how he likes to attack the zone. He's also given up a lot of home runs this year. How can that kind of knowledge help you when you are stepping into the box, knowing, especially a starter, when they can be home run prone?
That knowledge is great, but that knowledge is not great against me. He kind of owns me a little bit. You look at the numbers, I don't do too well. Got one hit, now two. Obviously they've been homers, but other than that, it's been a strikeout. So it's either a strikeout or homer. He threw the ball well, man. He mixed it in. He got our lefty lanes out. We missed a couple pitches up in the zone. He's got good stuff. You always got to respect it. And he threw the ball well. Even though that bat before, he threw me a really good changeup down and away. I think he's probably trying to do the same thing, and he just missed it a little bit.
And then just, they went with an opener to try and limit his exposure to you and Tatis there. Obviously a very sweet moment to hit a homer in that spot. Is there any extra sweetness, vindication, knowing that they were trying to limit how many times he got a look at you guys and that both of you were able to produce in that inning?
Yeah, for sure. It's huge, but I'm just happy we won. I know it was going to be a grind, and it wasn't going to be easy, and it's not going to be easy. Nothing's easy at this point of the season. So, just like I told the boys, man, let's just go out there and continue to grind. It's not easy. Nothing's, to climb these mountains is not easy. You got the best of the best playing right now. Who've all had hell of a seasons and tremendous years, and this is why we're here. So, just go out there, compete, enjoy it, and just leave it on the field.
Vinny,
your teammates seemed confident in what you guys would be able to do even after a loss yesterday. Now that you're going to another one of these do-or-die games, what is the confidence like in the room with your group?
Same mindset. I mean, continue to go. I mean, there's still a lot at stake, just like it was today. Our backs are still up against the wall. So go out there and try to play our best baseball for the next 27 outs. I think ultimately that's what it comes down to. Who makes the least mistakes and who could take advantage of the situation. So, you know, just go play another 27 hard outs.
Kevin.
Sorry, did you hit your both knees when you went to the dugout?
I hit everything today. I hit everything. There's nothing I didn't hit today.
Given the way the pitching, you guys threw everybody pretty much, what are you expecting out of tomorrow's game?
It's do or die. Same thing as today. I mean, everything, all hands on deck, you know, whoever it is. So, we've done it all year. I don't think it's going to be anything different. I mean, we got to win to advance. So